From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The band Vampire Weekend is out with its third album titled Modern Vampires of the City.
Oh, sweet thing, Zion doesn't love you. Babylon don't love you. But you love
Vampire Weekend made its debut in 2008, four classmates from Columbia University, and they made a big splash with their bubbling rhythms, world music influences, and highbrow lyrics about mansard roofs and Oxford commas. The band sees album number 3 as the final part of a trilogy. Vampire Weekend's lead singer Ezra Koenig told me finishing that trilogy feels liberating.
When you start your band and you come out and people start writing about you, you're known for very specific things. So when we first came out, journalists would tend to focus on the fact that we kind of referenced African guitar pop in our music. So yeah. We were kind of known for the, you know, high, clean African guitar sound. They also talked about the fact that, we dressed preppy. So we were essentially the preppy African guitar band. You know, it's understandable, and we certainly didn't shy away from those things. But every time you make a new record, you have to ask yourself, is that truly the essence of Vampire Weekend? Now we kind of feel like we're free from any specific sounds or ideas, that our approach to songwriting and our approach to making music we can take to new places.
Let's listen to the song Worship You. And Ezra Koenig, I hear you take a breath in there, but I'm not sure how you get all these words out without tripping over yourself. Are you doing this completely unassisted with digital
well,
or
we
computer
always,
wizardry?
I mean, we always comp vocals, because if one bit from one take sounds better than another, we'll put them together where you compile the best bits of every take.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you're lucky and you don't really need to do that, but it's the type of tool that it kind of feels like foolish to avoid.
So if I were to say to you, Ezra, sing along with this song right now.
Yeah.
Could you do it?
Well, the truth is I haven't sung this song in a very long time because we haven't been playing it live yet. But I can.
So it would be an unfair test, though, if I were to put you on the spot and say, Ezra, try. Try right now.
I could do like the basic part. Only in the way you want it, only on the day you want it, only with the understanding, every single day you want it, only in the way you want it, only in the day you want it, only with the understanding, every single day you want it, you. So, that's without warming up.
Yeah.
So you cut me a little bit of slack, but that's, getting there.
That's a pretty good party trick. There are tons of international world music influences all through the album. And what are the influences that we hear in this song in particular? Where are they coming from?
Well, that song started very simply. I just kind of wrote the verse and the chorus. I just play it on piano. And I always thought of it as being more or less some kind of Celtic song. And then when Rostam and I got together to start working on it, he started cooking up this beat, started like the dung-ga-ga-dung-ga-ga-dung, and suddenly got this like kind of more pumped up vibe. And then a notable part was when he brought in the solo, the synth solo that comes in, that originally he'd been working on something that was kind of more in a Persian vein. So that part kind of became this kind of Persian Celtic fusion. And that's actually one of my favorite parts of the song.
Rostam is your bandmate, Rostam Batmanglij, who's Iranian American. So the Persian influences come straight through his family, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, he said that he's grown up listening to that music and certainly influences, various melodic choices he makes for some parts.
I'm talking with Ezra Koenig of the band Vampire Weekend. This is your third album in 5 years, and there's a constant thread of of lyrics that talk about mortality in the album and time passing you by. And, you know, it's worth mentioning that you're all under 30, so you're coming to this mortality thing pretty early.
Well, we're very close to 30.
Yeah, perilously.
One thing I realized, this is the last album that we'll make in our 20s, no matter what, no matter how fast we work. This is the final record of Vampire Weekend in their 20s.
Were you aware of that when you were writing the songs, that there was this thread running through them about the passage of time? And, I mean, there's a lyric in the song, Don't Lie, does it bother you, the low click of a ticking clock? I want to know, does it bother you, the low click of a ticking clock? There's a lifetime right in front of you, and everyone I know.
I didn't totally realize how many clocks and time there was on the record. When we got off the road after touring, there was this kind of strange feeling, and I think anybody who's ever gone on tour or had any kind of job where you leave home and you're on the road a lot, there's a feeling that when you get home, suddenly this momentum ends and your conception of time really does change. It feels different. Coming off the road and having all this free time, I think naturally I started to become a little more reflective, and as we started working on these songs, the tone shifted a bit.
Well, it seems, given what we're talking about, that it would be appropriate to go out on the song. It's called Diane Young. It's a play on words. Say it fast and it sounds more like Dying Young. And Ezra, what's going on here with your voice?
That's called formant shifting, and it's almost like an approximation of the way that of your vocal cords would sound at different ages. It's almost like, you know, going from like a baby voice to an old man. The pitch isn't actually changing, which is kind of trippy to think about. We thought it sounded so crazy. We loved it. It kind of like kicked the energy up a notch on the song, and also kind of felt like the song that's about the pros and cons of dying young. There was something just like perfect about these baby voices going down into this like weird old man voice.
Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend. Ezra, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
The new album is Modern Vampires of the City. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.